In Belgrade today, students and opposition leaders once again led anti-government protest marches, despite a series of concessions by the government of President Slobodan Milosevic. The United States upped the ante today, too. A spokesman at the State Department said those concessions aren't enough, that the Serbian government should initiate an open dialogue with the opposition. The pro-democracy fervor in Serbia can be felt most strongly among university students. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports that the students are setting an example for other demonstrators with their skillful organization, discipline, and moral passion.
The medical school amphitheater is packed. About 400 students and several professors are perched on the steep wooden tiers. The chain smokers' cigarettes have enveloped the cavernous space in a dense gray cloud. Two law school professors provide information on a legal aid hotline in case of arrests. The students want to know if they risk expulsion if they go on strike. They're told the Serbian constitution assures them the right to demonstrate and boycott classes. One student says the marches have been infiltrated by hundreds of thugs. Vesna Rakic Vudivilic, a professor at the law school, tells us she has proof of infiltrations.
There were some people who provoked, for instance, breaking some buildings in Belgrade by stones. Our students had only axes in their hands, but some other people who are not a member of student protests, who were provocators, had the stones in their heads.
Vesna says that law students and faculty have been on strike for 10 days, but at the medical school, it's tougher than elsewhere. The students talk about threats from the dean, who has reportedly hired detectives to report on who's taking part in the demonstrations, and not just among the students. Slobodan Marinković is a professor of anatomy.
There was an announcement 2 days ago from the ministry that all of the professors at the university who are on the side with their students are going to be fired from the faculty in a few days or in a few weeks. But I'm not afraid of that, of course.
He's long been the target of the regime's harassment. Some time ago, thugs kicked him out of his apartment, and since then he's been living in his office with his dog. Marinković, who was an activist in the student movement that swept the world in 1968, says the current crop of protesters is much more civilized and more politically mature than his generation.
For example, 1968, we believed that at that time that we can change something in the communism itself, you know. And that was, of course, a mistake. Communism must be not changed, but replaced with some other social system. And we now know that. That's the point.
When the assembly's over, the students march to central Belgrade, and the procession swells to the tens of thousands when it converges with arrivals from other departments. The square is quickly littered with the paraphernalia of student protests, leaflets, posters, and cartoons satirizing Milosevic. The student demonstrations have been the most joyful and humorous of all the protests. When authorities postponed the opening of Parliament, citing the need to rid the building of rats, students donned gas masks and sprayed the building with insecticide. And yesterday, marchers built a brick wall to symbolize the gulf between the people and the regime. The students said they want to show they're building Serbia up, not destroying it like Milosevic. But the glee and humor cannot disguise the intense earnestness of the Serbian movement of 1996. In an office off the main square, about a dozen medical students are planning strategy around an old computer and fax machine. They're eager to describe what they call the upside-down society created by Milosevic, with criminals on top and honest people at the bottom. Their watchwords are truth, responsibility, and justice. And Dejan Angelic, a third-year medical student, says the corruption and moral vacuum of the regime has seeped into every institution of the state.
Look what we have. We have national TV who lies. We have doctors who lies. We have dean who lie. Everybody lies. Everybody lies.
Dejan paints a bleak and cynical picture of the Serbian medical profession, based purely on deception.
They tell us, tell on television or somewhere, that everything is good. Everything is just great. We have all we need. We have all means for working our job.
Good hospitals.
Yes,
lots
yes,
of medicine.
Yes, yes, but it is a lie. And they all the time they're saying we care about our patients or something like that, but it is crap.
And Igor Ignatovich, like the other students, is worried that the opposition coalition might be seduced into making a deal with Milosevic. He insists the goal of the movement must be radical change of the political system, and that street protests are the only way people can fight for their rights.
If we can choose our government, what we can do here? Every concept of justice and truth is lost in this country. We want to change that, to be able to live in this country. I don't want to leave this country. But if I had to, I will. But it would be a sad story. A lot of young people to go out there, abroad, and to live in a USA, in a Great Britain, in Germany, and in the world. And this country will stay what it is now. It's a ghetto in the world. We want to change that. We want to fight. And we won't give up.
This is Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade.